I was told I would get the role if I was able to lose some weight. And that was something that I accepted and understood to be fact. That's the language in our industry. And recognized the fact that, like, if I was working any other job, if my boss had told me to lose weight, that's like a human rights issue, right?
Welcome to the stage. I'm Melanie Pledgy. The voice you just heard is Greg Carruthers. He has been a professional actor and choreographer for 10 years. During his time on stage, he saw a lack of diversity and recognition in the performing arts and made it his mission to break down stigmas and fat phobia in art spaces by developing a visibility project in 2020 titled Everybody on Stage. The Everybody on Stage mission statement is that they aim to break down stigma and fat phobia in the arts. Their goal is to reduce the harm done by body dysmorphia and disordered eating on the long-term health of artists and to encourage the positive representation of all body types on stage. As they fight for representation, they will actively seek voices that are underrepresented because of race, ancestry, place of origin, ethnicity, citizenship, creed, disability, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, marital status, and/or family status. As a huge proponent of therapy, the initiative was formed. Carruthers found that he had spent decades hating himself and his image, which did not benefit his personal or professional life.
So Everybody on Stage is an advocacy group that advocates for body diversity in our art spaces. Plus size performers weren't being considered for leading roles, love interests, and featured in dance ensembles, because the theater world has a very strict, rigid view of what a performer looks like. Often when you go to dance calls, they'll be looking for athletic builds and that sort of stuff, where it's exclusionary without actually saying the words. So we advocate for body diversity in our art spaces to help mitigate the long-term health effects on performers struggling with body dysmorphia and disordered eating.
In 2014, a study done by the National Library of Medicine found that the overall prevalence of eating disorders in dancers alone was 12%, and that dancers in general had a higher risk of suffering from eating disorders. Recognizing the health risks involved in body shaming in the arts, Carruthers saw his worth and began to see himself in a different light and didn't compare himself to the other dancers in the mirrors at rehearsals, which inspired him to inspire others and empower them. Carruthers highlighted that the industry demonstrates ideas of fat phobia, something that he notes often begins in an internalized place.
It's a pillar of our society. It's the last acceptable prejudice.
The drive to make the stage a more engaging and diverse art space has reached and inspired several people far and wide. Katie Fudge says that Carruthers inspires her in a number of ways.
I was lucky enough to attend a comedy show produced by Everybody on Stage, where all of the incredibly talented performers spoke about fat shaming, discrimination, harassment, missed opportunities that they had all experienced in the performing arts world. And I'm just thinking, this comedy show is such a great way to encourage a conversation about fat phobia and discrimination in the arts. I thought about the impact that the mission of Everybody on Stage could have on the mental health of young kids in the arts who don't feel like they belong because of their body, their skin color, their gender identity. Greg is truly an inspiration for fighting for representation and providing the world with this platform for visibility.
While Carruthers feels inspired by inspiring those in his community and elsewhere, nothing beats inspiring your own family members. Sister Andrea Carruthers feels pride in the work that her brother is doing for the community.
Being able to sit in the crowd of a show and actually be able to relate to the character on stage, not just based on their performance, but the way that they look, who they represent, genders, different races, different cultural experiences. It's so important to be able to connect with the character in so many different ways. I can imagine that for a young person, being able to see someone on stage that looks like them or talks like them could be so important. the work that he does in the community, and really trying to involve the community in his project is just so cool. I truly feel that he has filled the pocket that has been missing in the arts, and I am so excited to see the work that he'll continue to do through Everybody on Stage. And I really, truly hope that he is able to make a change and be able to really shed some light on something that is so, so important.
Carruthers' mission has only just begun, and there is no end in sight. He wants to tell aspiring performers not to dim their light, and that...
There's a lot of people who will tell you what you need to look like, what you need to sound like, how you need to move. And what you don't understand is that casting people want to hire you. Theater companies want to change. Theater companies are excited by this messaging. So representation matters, and you can be that representation for someone you didn't see when you were a kid.
His impact on the community stands true to the Everybody on Stage mission statement, and Carruthers vows to continue to let inspiring others inspire him.
It's really empowering for me to empower myself and others to just, this is who I am, this is what I do, and there's work for me in this space.
This podcast was written and produced by Melanie Pileggi.